Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Historically, China and food aid together made up 50 to 70% of the U.S. sorghum market, with China alone buying 70 to 90%. But both markets have since been lost, leaving a glut of sorghum on the market and other challenges weighing in on producers. National Sorghum Producers Board Chair Amy France has more on the situation.
What we've been warning, you know, the administration and Congress about for, gosh, probably over a year now, may be at our doorstep. I can tell you that we've had 7 elevators close between Amarillo and Lubbock, Texas. You know, there are some things that led to those closures, but the markets are not indicating some immediate help. And so if you see those kind of closures, what does that mean? And I think it's just a quick view or inside look of what could happen to our rural communities.
France says agriculture really is the engine to small communities, and National Sorghum is working to get bushels moving.
We're working again diligently to figure things out. Of course, sorghum can be used in ethanol. So we're excited about that opportunity to get some bushels moving that direction. But we've got to make sure that we have actual signatures on the line and boats moving so that we can actually see the markets reflecting a big change.
Amy France with National Sorghum Producers.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.